The Irish Red Cross has written to the government warning of dire consequences for tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees if a government scheme to support them comes to an end at the end of next month as planned. The accommodation recognition payment is a tax-free payment of €800 for each property used to provide accommodation to refugees from Ukraine. It's due to expire at the end of March. The Department of Integration has told us that a decision will be made on its future in the next number of weeks. We're joined on the line now by Niall O'Keefe, Head of International and Migration at the Irish Red Cross. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
This is a scheme which helps to accommodate around 36,000 people from Ukraine in Ireland. Do you know now at this point whether or not it will be continued?
We don't, and that's the concern. Like you say, there, it provides accommodation for about 36,000 people from Ukraine, and it is providing, that accommodation is provided by 19,000 households right across the country. People who have opened their doors to provide a room in their house or whatever they have for people from Ukraine. And for that, they receive a payment for the government. And it's a scheme that has been working really, really well over the last couple of years. And you know, it's providing accommodation for such a big group of people. The legislation requires that it will be renewed every year. It is due to be renewed before the 31st of March. Last year, the renewal process alone took about 5 months for that to happen. And this year, because of the election and so on, it hasn't actually, the renewal process hasn't actually yet started. So we're extremely nervous that the payments to 19,000 households will stop on the 31st of March, and that the accommodation for 35,000 people from Ukraine who are currently in these accommodations, that accommodation will be thrown into question.
And if it does, if those payments do stop, I mean, what are the implications for those 36,000 people from Ukraine then?
Yeah, we're extremely worried about them. Like in reality, and we have heard from households, and from individual Ukrainians who are here in that accommodation, that they are concerned about it. You know, we have people who have called us up in the last while, and people who are continuing and are interested to support, and that's very positive, but they are concerned about it. And I think there are three things that we would say that would happen if the scheme is not renewed. Number one, the 19,000 households will stop receiving the payment. Secondly, then the accommodation for the 36,000 people will become, you know, their situation will become precarious. People who are here for humanitarian reasons. And the third thing is that many of those people who the big level of uncertainty about their accommodation, they will try to enter the rental market. And as a result, it will put a lot of pressure on the rental market. And we know from our own statistics that like the vast, vast majority of people are providing accommodation. And this accommodation is not generally on the rental market, and so, you know, it's providing the scheme.
Okay, but there are some people then who are suggesting that the scheme actually contributes to undersupply in the rental market, because landlords with properties which might otherwise be available to rent have availed of this scheme to accommodate Ukrainian refugees, and in turn receive a tax-free payment of €800 per month.
Sure. Well, we've just completed a survey of about 14,000 households and that people who've provided accommodation. The survey response was 1,600. And of those, 91% of them have said that they have not previously been registered as a landlord or anything like that. And so that indicates as well from our own experience that the vast, vast majority of people they're providing a room in their house because they're motivated to respond. And, you know, that's very, very strong kind of evidence on it.
But a scheme like this can't continue indefinitely. So does there need to be some transition?
There does, and that's absolutely correct in that. And we would also like to see that there is, once the scheme is reviewed, is renewed, is that there will be some sort of a review process over the coming months, because, yeah, it needs to be renewed for a further year. And there, you know, everybody, it's a scheme that has worked really well. There is likelihood that there's improvements that can be made from it. And it's also a good model that can also provide accommodation for other cohorts of people. So there's lots of things to be taken from it. But now is not the time. Now there's a significant urge urgency, and we'll be calling on the government, and in particular the Minister of for Children, to initiate the renewal process in the coming days. And also then when, and if and when she does that and brings it to the Oireachtas for the renewal, that all parties would support that renewal process and avoid any delays in it. Because as we say, we don't want to get to the 31st of March and suddenly it stops, and that's a cliff edge that's not possible.
A Department of Integration spokesperson told this programme that that scheme could be extended by ministerial order, but that a decision will be made in the coming number of weeks. For now, Niall O'Keefe of the Irish Red Cross, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And thank you. And that is all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound today was Liam Mullen. Our broadcast coordinator was Leon Dunn. The editor of This Week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.